Hello everyone, welcome to Faceless Podcast with Dr. Muqaddas. If you're new here, my name is Dr. Zainab Muqaddas. Our podcast is here to help you level up your well-being. From health tips to mindfulness practices, we have got you covered. Our podcast is your go-to source for all things wellness. It is packed with practical tips and expert advice to help you stay on track and reach your goals. Let's do this together. Get ready to be motivated and inspired. Season 1 is all about swiping our unhealthy or bad habits with new ones. As I previously stated, I have a surprise in store for you this episode. Surprise!
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Nasibi Siagu and I'm so excited to be part of this podcast. It's a dream come true and the desire to empower others on their wellness journey inspired me to join this podcast. So join us as we dive into the world of wellness, sharing insight on how to help us live our best life. So tune in as we provide practical tips for a healthy lifestyle.
Indeed, I'm delighted to have him here with us today. This season, you'll be hearing a lot from him. Thank you, Dr. Nasib. We know everyone has unhealthy habits. Nobody is flawless. How about switching up your routine and adopting new behaviors to replace those unhealthy ones? Practice expressing gratitude with me this month. Gratitude involves expressing appreciation for the good things in our life, such as loved ones, good health, or a beautiful day. Research has shown that practicing gratitude can lead to increased feeling of happiness, more positive relationship, and improved health. You can get a gratitude jar or a notepad and list all the things you have every day to be thankful for. You can practice yoga or meditation if that is what you like. Alternatively, if you're like me and want to lie down and reflect on your day before bed, then go ahead and do that. You can do whatever is most effective for you in this situation. Review those moments at the end of this month and you'll be surprised at how fortunate you are. You'll develop the habit of feeling fortunate and thankful rather than complaining. You won't believe how this will completely transform your life and bring you happiness. Being happy doesn't just make us feel better. It improves our health. It helps us eat healthier, be more active, and sleep better. So, Dr. Nasib, what is the smallest step we could take to be more grateful?
You know that there are a lot of steps we could take to be more grateful. And the one I'll be talking about today is true positive thinking, you know, which involves focusing on the good in any situation. Like in every situation, always try to find the good aspect of that situation and also reframing those negative thoughts into positive ones. You know, it's a powerful technique to stop stress from building up in our bodies. And we're all aware how stress affects our bodies, which may result into many health issues like cardiovascular problems causing heart attack. And numerous studies have already been conducted on the advantage of positive thinking on our overall health status, and these advantages include helping in reducing anxiety and depression, increasing our lifespan, reducing pain and distress levels, and enhancing resilience to illness, and also improving mental and physical health. It could also improve our cardiovascular health, which could decrease risk of having heart attack and stroke. It could also lower risk of having cancer deaths, and also deaths from respiratory disorders. It could also lower the risk of having any infectious death, and it could also help us like improve our coping mechanisms during difficult and stressful times. So by focusing on the positive outcomes, you can also increase your motivation and, you know, confidence.
That's interesting. So please, can you tell us how we can try to adjust our negative thinking?
You know, first, identify areas of your life that you usually think negatively about. You know, whether it's work, your daily activities, life changes, or relationship, which is very important, the relationship aspect. You know, you can start small by focusing on one area to approach in a more positive way. You know, give yourself permission to smile or laugh, especially during difficult times. Seek humor in everyday happenings. That humor is very, very important. You know, by incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can begin to shift your mindset toward a more positive and grateful outlook on life, thereby increasing your overall health.
Thank you, Dr. Nasib. So in this month, we will try and find the positive side of every situation rather than dwelling on the negative ones. When you express gratitude for such things or experiences, you'll see a change in your life. It's also important to note that positive thinking and gratitude do not necessarily mean ignoring or denying negative emotion or experiences. It's important to acknowledge and process these feelings, but also to focus on the positive aspect of your life and be grateful for them. And this will eventually turn into your habit before you realize it. Mind you, we are not just doing this for a month only. So keep finding joy in every minute of your life and be thankful for it. Thank you very much, Dr. Nasib. We are grateful to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Zainab. And I'm very happy to be here with you, especially this is the first episode of your podcast.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate you listening to Faceless Podcast with Dr. Mukaddes and Dr. Nasib. Stay tuned for episode 2 next month. Bye.